Ô, Baba,
क्या
तूने वो किया ही नहीं, छोड़।
करने आता ये अच्छा
कुछ था नहीं और कोल्ड ओपन
रुको
क्या? ऊपर सीलिंग
मैं पानी
दिखा
लेके आता हूँ
अच्छा, तेरे पीने के
मेरा
बाद
पानी
मुझे
खत्म
पास
हो गया।
कर, पीने के बाद मुझे पास कर। हवा ये
ये
कटने
भाई
वाला है।
गलत आदर मैं तेरे को पानी का बोतल देता हूँ तू ले ले
हाँ दे।
यक यक
मिनट ब्रो, मैंने कनेक्ट
ये
ही
ले कौतुक तू कौतुक को दे रहा है कि मेरे को दे रहा है। अच्छा सॉरी
नहीं
यू
किया। अच्छा, कौन से स्क्रीन पे
नो
रिकॉर्ड हो रहा है?
इट यू
मेरा
नो व्हाट इज
वाला नॉट
हिलेरियस
वर्किंग।
राइट यू नो व्हाट इज
ये ले।
हिलेरियस राइट बिकॉज़ नो कौतुक इज नन ऑफ यू ऑल आर इन दिस फ्रेम इन माय स्क्रीन
हिलेरियस।
स्क्रीन इट्स ठाकुर ऑन द टॉप लेफ्ट
ओ
ओके आई एम टॉप राइट
ये
कौतुक
ले
इज अंडर
ठाकुर।
मी एट द अदर्स ऑन
अबे नहीं
बॉटम
चाहिए पानी
यस एंड
है। हाँ थैंक्स थैंक्स फॉर द वाटर।
ब्रो ये पूरे एक तो व्हाट एवर 43 एपिसोड्स में एक बार हुआ है जिसमें मैंने कुछ पानी का बॉटल रखा है और किसी ने उठाया है और किसी ने एक एडिट बनाया है उसका बस
लिसन, यू नो समथिंग एल्स, लाइक दिस जोक ओनली वर्क्स इफ यू हैव सीन द लास्ट थ्री और फोर पॉडकास्ट। लाइक और
इफ
जो
यू हैव नॉट,
वॉन्टेड
इफ यू हैव स्किप्ड इट फॉर व्हाट एवर रीजन एंड यू सडनली
ऑल
कम
द
हियर
स्पॉटिफाई, ऑल द स्पॉटिफाई लिसनर्स,
ए वरुण
सॉरी।
योर व्हाई हैव यू पुट ऑन दीज एयरपॉड्स और व्हाटएवर बिकॉज़ योर ऑडियो हैज गॉन
नो, इट्स बिकॉज आई हैड फूड इन माय माउथ। अभी सुनाई
नो
दे
बट
रहा
आई
है?
स्टिल कांट हियर यू क्लियरली सो इफ यू कैन इंक्रीज द
सो
वॉल्यूम
दैट्स द प्रॉब्लम विद योर एयरपॉड्स दैट यू डोंट हैव इन योर
नाउ आई
ईयर्स।
कैन हियर
एग्जैक्टली। Hello and welcome to another episode of the Internet Said So, a show where we take random interesting facts, such as random person stories, and we talk about them. And today we are going to introduce another sort of format, but we thought we'll just change stuff around, not the format, but the way in which we approach doing the podcast. So, for example, we used to always have topics, right? So today, Bhava came up with a really good idea. We have found some random, interesting, weird,
Don't
absurd
know if it's good
questions.
yet.
We will find out, right? That we found that we are going to ask each other, and that is going to lead to hopefully hilarious conversations. So,
Yeah.
and all you guys,
If it
once you're
doesn't
done
work,
listening,
guys, if it doesn't work, just know that Baba worked hard on this and don't be rude to him.
yeah,
Please be nice in the comments and say, Baba, good job anyway.
and
Thank
he
you.
came up with this in 5 minutes. By the way, though, I've played this because Nikita does this something similar like this when we are all hanging out, and actually, it leads to some fun conversation. So, Baba, take it away.
No,
Talk
no.
with Baba.
So we're just going to ask random questions and then figure out what's going to happen. We have no idea how this is going to work. So it's just weird. But for example, here's one question. What would you do if you found a dead body in your hotel room?
That's, we're starting with that.
Call
Right.
room service. मैंने बटर चिकन
मैंने
मंगाया था ये डेड बॉडी को
रूम क्लियरेंस के लिए आओ और आगे बोलेंगे सर क्या प्रॉब्लम है? अरे नमक कम था इसमें। ओके सर, आई विल टॉक टू द शेफ एंड देन इट्स फुल पैक फूड।
जस्ट कॉल रूम सर्विस एंड दे कैन यू कैन वेरी क्लियरली सी द लेग्स लाइक दरवाजा खुलता है और खाली ऐसा टांग निकला हुआ है एंड यू गो कैन आई हैव सम मस्टर्ड प्लीज नो बट ऑनेस्टली वॉट वुड यू डू मेरा तो गांड फट जाता बट वॉट वुड यू ऑल्सो वेन आर यू फाइंडिंग इट वेन यू ओपन द डोर एंड देयर इज अ डेड बॉडी और लाइक यू वेक अप इन द मॉर्निंग एंड देयर इज अ डेड
Bro,
बॉडी
no,
नो
exactly.
एग्जैक्टली
This is a horror story that has happened to, this actually happened to somebody where they had checked into like a very like cheap hotel. Okay, they entered the room and they constantly kept smelling this foul smell. Okay, क्या बात है, किधर से आ रहा है? It just got so unbearable that they started looking around. ऐसा बेड, बेडशीट को ऐसा ऊपर किया और अंदर बेड के नीचे लाश था.
अरे
Okay.
बट ऐसा ऊपर नहीं हुआ था क्या लाइक यू डोंट सी अ
It
बॉडी
was
के हाउ लंपी
no
वाज द
no no no
मैट्रेस
no
एंड वो
no it
लेटे
was
थे क्या मैट्रेस पे
under the bed and the sheet
ओ
was on the like hanging over the side, so they pulled it over and the thing was there and
जस्ट गोज टू शो रूम सर्विस विल क्लीन द रूम नो मैटर व्हाट्स देयर। रूम सर्विस
एंड
अंदर आया, प्रॉपरली हाँ
लैपटॉप
ऐसे
वैपटॉप, यू
लगा
नो हाउ दे फोल्ड द क्लोथ्स एंड ऑल आल्सो एंड कीप
या
मेनी टाइम्स।
अरे डेड बॉडी इसको जो बिस्तरे के अंदर डाल देता है सर रूम क्लीन
नो सो
मेरे को बहुत एम्बेरेस होता है बिकॉज़ एक बार मैं चड्डी छोड़ गया था किसी ने मेरा चड्डी फोल्ड करके ऐसे कोने में मेरे को इतना गंदा लगा कि नेक्स्ट टाइम आई विल नेवर लीव माय अंडरवेयर लाइंग अराउंड एंड जस्ट रन आउट
ब्रो वन सेकंड आई डिडंट टेल यू द किकर द किकर इज दे लेफ्ट इट लाइक दे मेंशनड दिस इन द रिव्यू
सर डेड बॉडी इन द
वन स्टार डोंट गो
But why would
I
you
like the one star
also? Because you can't not give.
Achha, if you want to leave a comment, you have to give something. I'm assuming.
You have to give something. Yeah.
You have to give a call to 100, not to give a review. Your first instinct shouldn't be booking.com.
Bro, but you know, like that's a one star review for everybody else. But for murderers, it is a five star review. It's the thing that you look for. Seriously, कौन सा होटल है और बता
किधर मैं मार सकता हूँ लोगों को without it raising alarm
किधर है किधर होटल ये भी जानने का
no but you know there was that एक Kevin Hart वाला शो था ना where he's shown as this really successful comedian he comes back to his hometown and his brother is you know somebody who's mooching off of him and one night after a hard party or whatever he's done some drugs and he wakes up to see a girl next to him dead
Holy shit.
And he's like, bro, what the fuck? Ye kab hua? Ye maine kab kiya? So he's super scared and he tells his brother. And his brother is in like do number ka danda. So how the entire thing unfolds.
Better call Saul.
Literally that time.
That's what he thought of. I thought of Hello Brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I also. Yeah. There was
if you
also
had
that
somebody
show,
like Saul, you should call.
There was that also that show, na? It was called what? It was called the no, it wasn't called the clean. Basically, it was this guy who would come and like clean up the situation after you called
Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf, Pulp Fiction.
No, John Wick. Call the laundry service.
No, it was a TV show that ran. It was a TV show where
that's
there was
called
this...
teleshopping, Baba.
Murder ke baad. Aye, new teleshopping network pe. मर्डर क्लीनिंग
क्लीन अप किट
मर्डर क्लीन अप किट अगर आपका कभी आप होटल रूम में जाते हैं और आपको बिस्तर के नीचे डेड बॉडी मिलती है ओह यस हाँ सुलेखा
अगर आपने अगले 5 मिनट में कॉल किया तो आपको एक नहीं हम 3 मर्डर सॉल्व करके प्रॉपर्ली सब करेंगे मर्डर
नो नो एंड देन ठाकुर
के साथ वन मर्डर क्लीनिंग फ्री
ठाकुर देन दे हैव द पर्सन हु कॉल्स इन अच्छा अभी जौनपुर से जुड़ रहे हैं राकेश
हेलो
एंड इवेंचुअली
मेरे को मर्डर मेरे को डेड बॉडी मिले मेरे काउच के नीचे उसका हाथ है
राकेश मैं आपको बता दूं आप लाइव है 12:30 PM जो
and
जाके वो आपको देख रहे हैं
एंड 10 years लेटर there's an app called like I don't know Urban Dead Company or something like that.
Wow. Not even try.
Wow.
What would you do this with is... Urban Dead Company? Urban Lash. What would you do?
Urban Cemetery.
It's not a cemetery. No, it's like they're cleanups, right?
Arre, Baba, just...
wow. Yeah, why don't you like khuredo the joke further?
Arre, but you're in a cemetery, you have to khuredo it. Come on.
That's a good one.
Season 2 of Only Murders in the Building. So I would start a podcast. That's what I would
Season
do.
2 aaya kya?
Yeah. Come on. It was really good, huh? Really good, by the way.
They lived up to it. I haven't seen it.
They lived up to it.
Lived up and how?
Yeah, that
finale was
superb. Superb. Like, Baba, it's like Top Gun Maverick. Oh. Ek climax nahi hai.
Achha, dude. Next thing to watch.
Climax se hai, Baba. Climax se.
Climax se.
Achha, meko bata, tum log mein se koi police ko phone karta hai image.
Hando pi.
नहीं
हंडो पी में फोन
मेरे पे शक होता पहले तो मैं नहीं
bro, we've seen one too many of these नहीं if
तूने मर्डर लॉयर नहीं फोन
करेगा you the body was there right नहीं मारा है क्या नहीं ना तो फिर ऑफ कोर्स पुलिस को फोन करेगा
हंडो पी
फोन तूने चद्दर वदर को हाथ लगाया है वो सब किया है
मतलब कमरे में आएगा तो नहीं करेगा क्या ये सब मैं तो आके पहले
बट पहले लॉयर को फोन नहीं करेगा क्या तू? आई वुड कॉल लॉयर फर्स्ट.
नहीं मैं पहला पुलिस, पहला रिसेप्शन, पहला रिसेप्शन और
पहला रिसेप्शन
पुलिस. ऑफ कोर्स
क्या पता वो रिसेप्शनिस्ट ने मारा है एंड ही इज सो इनसेन दैट ही हैज फॉरगॉटन व्हिच रूम ही स्टैश्ड द बॉडी अंडर एंड देन यू हैव इन्फॉर्मड द मर्डरर ओनली.
ग्रेट.
लॉयर को फोन करेगा, पहले लॉयर बोलेगा कि तू होटल से बाहर निकल and then call the cops.
Bro, I think my first location. I think first reaction, as soon as I saw the body, I would scream so loudly, 4-5 neighbors would come out, and then I would be protected by the mob.
Numbers.
कोई hotel में नहीं आ रहा
है. Yeah, yeah. In fact, बाबा चिल्लाएगा. बाबा चिल्लाएगा एंड देयर विल बी सम होटल स्टाफ वॉकिंग बाय एंड दे विल जस्ट बी लाइक वाओ ही इज हैविंग अ गुड टाइम एंड दे विल जस्ट कीप.
अरे मैं दरवाजा खोल के भागेगा ब्रो. मैं तो
या तो आधे लोग नॉइस कंप्लेन करेंगे फोन करके कि कोई चिल्ला रहा है, लोग नहीं आने वाले.
एंड देन द रिसेप्शनिस्ट पिक्स अप एंड सेज मैं बंद करवा देता हूँ.
होटल डिसेंट.
आई रियली लाइक अदर्स आइडिया. लाइक द इट्स अ ग्रेट आइडिया फॉर सम काइंड ऑफ शॉर्ट फिल्म स्लैश वेब सीरीज. I like it.
It's just a forgetful murderer who forgot, and he's the receptionist, and he forgot where he stashed the dead body.
Sir,
and
then
the call
aaya.
Comes like, oh shit.
So I got one. Okay, who is?
No, but what would you do, Thakur Bhaskar?
Call the cops.
Bol raha hai na.
Oh, acha. Tu bhi cops. Okay.
Haan. Chutiye. That's what I'm saying. We watch one too many of these movies to realize that half the reason these fuckers get screwed. is because they involve the cops.
Last.
After pura tune apna sab DNA PNA sab chhod diya, tera kuch dur ka connect nikal gaya hai, tu bhag gaya hai, to usme teri aur gaand lag gayi. Isliye pehle lawyer aur lawyer ke sath jaake Pandu ko bole.
Shit, you know what would be scarier? Like if the body is still not cold, if it's warm, that means
Why
somebody
are you touching the body, Kautuk?
Out of curiosity, and then
yeah. And see, this is why you call the lawyer. This is why you call the lawyer first. Because you'll be like, "Acha, dekh, the body wahan pe padi hai. I want to see if it's warm or not." Nahin, Kautuk, you don't, because
you want to help them, na? If they're still in a helpable situation.
No, the only way you would do it is if it was a corpse and the cigarette was half lit. That's the option.
Sure. Whatever. Benji, aap zinda hai? Hello? Excuse me? And then you touch it? Exactly. And then if they're warm, then you know ki abhi hua hai. Abhi. Like, just. तेरे आने से ऐसे चंद मिनटों पहले.
हाँ तो फिर
और फटेगा.
क्या हुआ वो इनफॉरमेशन?
नो यू नो नो सो और फटेगा मेरा बिकॉज लाइक स्पेशली इफ इट्स अ होटल रूम वेर यू नो दे हैव दैट कनेक्टिंग डोर.
हाँ देन द मर्डरर इज स्टिल हियर.
ओह एंड
देन यू ओपन द विंडो और द डोर एंड नॉट इवन द डोर लाइक यू ओपन योर बालकनी विंडो एंड ही इज स्टैंडिंग राइट देयर गोइंग
ब्रो ए दैट और इफ इफ द इफ देयर इज द कर्टन्स आर ड्रॉन बट Like there's a part of the curtain that looks suspiciously in the figure of a human being.
So curtain kholega aur wahan pe ek aur dead body. You're just finding dead body after dead body in the room. Kabat khola wahan se ek aur aise gir gaya aadmi.
You know what the problem is now? I shouldn't have asked this question because I'm gonna have these nightmares.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb, dude.
Dude, I've been living on the ground floor of my house, so it's like right in front of the street, and I have that nightmare every night that an old woman is staring at me from the window. Every night. Meri itni phatti, even when it's
dark, because she is.
But maybe other, there is an old woman staring at you every night.
Yeah. And if you go close to her, you'll see her skin is actually peeling off.
No.
That is, wo to usme bhi dikh raha hai mujhe. Past jaane ki zarurat nahi. I can see the skin is peeling off.
Honestly, if you went close, it's Rakhi Gulzar. Yes. Karan Arjun aayenge.
But can you imagine how bad the old lady is feeling if she's just standing staring and others nahi nahi sapna hai yaar, and he just turns over. next question.
Mera sawal tha ki if you had to have dinner with one person from history, wo kaun hota ya kaun hoti aur kyun?
Suman ma'am. Suman ma'am, my history teacher from 7th standard.
Okay.
What?
That's the choice you go with.
Because he said history, that's why I think.
Yes.
Okay, and what are you going to discuss with Suman, ma'am?
Who we should have dinner with from history.
Hey, ho gaya. Oh. Tu
I never paid attention. Inception. Who would you,
it's an
who
interesting would you question. Want? I'm just trying to think.
Interesting
like,
person.
There's so many options.
Yeah.
that's the whole point.
Yeah, there's too many options.
Should we restrict do you go with somebody
who brought about positive change or somebody who is a tyrant?
No, you can go meet Hitler. Who's stopping you?
Yeah, you
that's
can.
That's what I'm saying. But do you want to like your pros versus cons? Because wouldn't you want to possibly meet like Mother Teresa or like wouldn't you want to do like?
But you also,
I think the way to answer this question is if you categorize it, like who would you have? Like I'm just saying, like if you said, okay, if you had to meet a like a political figure, an entertainer.
But that's the question is not limited to who, nah? It's whoever.
Jitna log bol sakta hai, sir, do teen log.
Somebody top of your mind who you want, who somebody from history who you would want to meet, who would that be?
I was thinking Audrey Hepburn, but that would be a date. I think that it's just because I want to have dinner with Audrey Hepburn.
Mama, kande pe le hai to kaan mein
mukha. Wouldn't you want to have breakfast with Audrey Hepburn? Like, wouldn't breakfast be the right thing to have with Audrey Hepburn?
It's a dinner.
You know something?
Yeah, Baba ke taraf se date hai wo, theek hai?
Yeah, yeah.
Fan ko mil rahe apne taraf se. Baba ke liye date hai.
You know something? Like in the afterlife. If Audrey Hepburn was asked this question, then who, anyone living on this earth, if you can have dinner with them, she would say not Neville.
one day, if you could go down to earth, but you have to have dinner with Neville at the end of the night.
Fuck it, I'm not going. Kaun hai ye? Kahan se aate hai?
No, so no, okay, so if why do you want to meet Audrey Hepburn? I don't know, what about, I think bhari crush tha us pe, uski acting bahut achhi lagti hai, how old are you, photo ek aisa photo dekha hai uska, no dude, just the hugest crush on Audrey Hepburn, like just the hugest crush growing up on Audrey Hepburn, like growing up, like I don't know, it was like aisa bahut hi, like anyway. Moving
she died
on.
3 decades before you started growing up.
Wow. I understand. But you can, yeah. You can have a...
Of course you can. But yeah, hypothetical. You have a date with Audrey Hepburn.
Wow, no, you all have rejected my date by saying that Audrey Hepburn fans se mil rahi hai, Baba ke liye date.
Haan, tere liye date hai. Ye sawal ki tere Audrey ko nahi pucha na, so tere ko pucha.
Audrey ke liye, whatever is the opposite of a date, wo hai.
Wo hai. So, you know who I would like to meet? I really want to meet Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
I want to be in that time period just to see ki bhai tere tum log ke dimag mein kya chal raha hai. In fact, like any of the Renaissance artists, right? Because once after having seen it in person, right? You're like, one second, dude, these guys are making this in the 13th and 14th century.
Because unka Instagram tha nahi na, wo subah utke aise dekh raha nahi hai, aise scroll, he has to make the Instagram.
No, but
wo subah utke khud hi bana raha hai painting karke, so that he can.
And dude, it's not just that he's only making paintings, bro. That guy
kuch kar raha hai, helicopter aur wo sab bana raha
hai. Yeah, no, great choice.
He's taken like animals and studied their body and stuff and their movements and tried to adapt that to make that as a machine in the future. Like he's got
great choice,
great
helicopter
choice.
Ye sab I mean, design hai hi, but dude, how are you across matlab
a genius across hai, all writer things.
Exactly,
yeah,
tu physics kar raha hai, teko matlab tere sath baat karega koi to kitna interested rahega tere conversation mein, because this fucker is going to be just rattling shit after shit. Uske paas Wikipedia bhi nahi hai, bro. Wo khud seekh raha hai sab.
Arre, wo khud Wikipedia hai.
Tha. Haan, wo jamane ka.
No, I'm just all like if I had to meet like a thinker type thing, then it would also like I think like a philosopher like say Socrates or a Kant or somebody would be great too.
But when Socrates, you were growing up,
let's not abuse on the podcast.
Socrates,
your favorite philosopher when you were growing up, Socrates.
But genuinely, if you can get over the Greek, English, Hindi barrier, whatever, like the conversation would be great because Socrates janta hai conversation karne ka.
But like, also, he will be like, just why? He's like Parish Raval.
Why?
No, also, I would...
Apparently, Socrates used to hate the written word. He was a very strong critic of the written word.
He didn't write anything.
He thought it reduces the capacity of the mind to write things.
You know, I would also really like to meet now that there's no rules or whatever, and they can't refuse, as we've seen from Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah,
I'd like to meet Stanley Kubrick.
Oh.
And just sit and be like, "Kya? Kaise? Pata jara. Do teen tips. Just I think like in terms of like the perfection of the craft." The execution of the vision and the ability to hop across genres.
Genres, yeah.
What a guy, dude.
And great. Being so far ahead of your time.
Yeah, all of it holds up. Almost all of it holds up.
If you look at 2001 Space Odyssey, the everything from the way it's shot to the science shown was so realistic.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Also George Carlin.
Carlin, great choice.
Oh, wow.
Would love to meet.
Like, also, I would like to meet like a Marie Antoinette or somebody who was at the heart of a revolution.
Two more.
One, and this person I'd like to meet at a specific period in their life.
Hmm.
I'd really like to meet Ashoka.
Hmm.
Right after the transformation at Kalinga.
Okay.
And just be like, you know, just have a chat and be like, you know.
As he's walking away, just be like, yo, 1 minute.
1 second. How are you feeling at this point? Just like, I want to know what that felt like. Because what he did after that is so incredible in terms of the transformation of one person plus just the impact it had going forward. It's so crazy that like, yeah, it would be a fun person to talk to.
Yeah. Other, do you have a person in history who you would like to...
Who's not your history teacher?
Yeah.
But I think your answer should be Shakespeare. Padhai kar raha na tere ko.
Yeah.
I would like to, it would be very interesting because first of all, you are answering the question whether this person actually wrote shit or not. All those shitty
you would actually go
conspiracy
like,
theories.
William? No, Christopher.
Oh.
And it would be like, great.
But I'm surprised that you didn't say Shakespeare. You were doing so much Shakespeare. I think
I'm done. It would be... My brain is wrong. It's like, I actually don't want to meet him.
You know something?
you've done so much Shakespeare that now you want to meet like David Dhawan. You know what I mean? ये बहुत मेरा हार्डकोर हो गया मेरे को अभी दिमाग घर पे रखने वाला कुछ
also I have a feeling that if Adar met Shakespeare and he performed for him, Shakespeare will be like, ये सब गलत है भाई, सब गलत है, ये तो intention था ही नहीं, तू किधर stress कर रहा है भाई.
Ah, there were no stress. So the thing is that a lot of them, they had to get through, each actor had about on an average 4,000 lines each.
Oh my god.
So they had to, there was no juicing of the line. Jaise abhi karte, it's like, oh, I will nichod ke line ka wo. No, you are moving so fast because you've got to make sure that you perform the play in 4 hours at like, you can't be, you've got to finish also, the play in 4 hours.
Also, the reason why Shakespeare wrote it the way he wrote it, because in that iambic pentameter, you got the meaning of what he was trying to say, right?
So yeah, it's
to be or not to be meant to be. Yeah. So it just went like that. And
it's just the same question being asked. It's like law ka answer sheet. It's just the same thing being answered in different publications. It's just the same law. It's like, oh, it's a criminal law. Ka and this is the same definition being written for four pages straight.
It's the thing, like all the world's a stage and all men and women are merely players. Or fir chalta rahega uska, same analogy. But yeah, he sort of wrote it like that.
He would be surprised that people are still listening, like watching stuff, because at that time it was just like ghar banane ka ye karna, literally to pay off the home loan. And and it's like wo log khali, they were right, because that's why there's so little written material, like printed material of Shakespeare, because they didn't think it would last the ages. They weren't right. He wasn't writing based on. Then when people started copying it and selling it during the plague, there were no performances. It was like lockdown. So what writers and out of work actors started to do is, jitna unko lines yaad hai,
Zoom show.
They started नहीं, they started writing it.
writing it,
going to a printing press and selling Shakespeare's things for a penny and things like that and making money for themselves. And that's when they wrote the first folio. They're like, oh fuck, this is wrong. We have to release the official document.
They were the original Bhatcam.
Okay, wait. I have a very interesting question. Okay, do you think you would be friends with a clone of yourself?
100%.
100% no for me.
Oh yeah, it depends on whether you're comfortable with yourself actually.
Yeah. No. I mean. No. In that case, Kautuk, you would also be no.
No, but I'm pretty...
You're malleable.
Yeah. I you know, I think the problem would be that I'm such a people pleaser that he would also be a people pleaser. So that we'd both please each other. Oh,
That sounds right. But
then Loki did it. So then what's the
harm? Can we also get the resident introvert Varun's answer?
Ah, surely, bro. Why won't I be friends with myself?
Party.
No chuti hai.
Yeah.
Ek designated driver.
Like, see, he already gets along with Karan. So then that's a good indication.
Yeah, correct.
Because they're very close.
Adar, would you?
I would start a band.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, can we find more music? Can we find more clones? More like, chalo.
And you'd call yourself Them Clones. Come on.
Them Clones.
Wow. Very niche joke. It's so beautifully niche.
Thank you. Anyway, no. So my question is, would you then, as your clone, start to tell yourself things that hey, sunna, ye thoda change. Or would you try to better yourself? I mean, as a friend, yes, you should. But I'm just saying, like, would you be telling yourself that this needs to get better or that?
Dude, then
to fir just be with somebody else, na? Tu apne clone ke saath kyun hai?
So then what is your activity that you are doing with
yourself? But this is all working. This is a philosophical question working under the assumption that the clone will be an exact replica of you in every trait. But that is physically, like it is neurologically impossible because that person's synapses will not fire.
Adar, I've just had dinner with Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. Also, Adar, I don't know what philosophical question you thought this was. I genuinely thought this was Judwa. And Judwa too. All shenanigans same.
Baba, why would you not want to be with a clone of yourself? Tumne answer diya hi nahi.
Because I'm very boring, dude. To hang out with, I am incredibly boring. To hang out.
But wouldn't that be fun to be like, have some reassurance ke what you're doing is good. So then like both of you can do nothing.
No. So I'm incredibly boring. But to myself, I'm very interesting in the sense that like I keep myself entertained. I just don't know how to keep like...
But
I mean, you guys have hung up with me and you know this.
But your clone is also you only. Na?
I don't want another person in my space, even if it
why
is.
Why would you want to bore somebody else? Matlab, wo bichara ya bichari apna kaam kare,
I'm just saying, you guys have hung out with me enough to know that I'm not fun. So as a result, it's just, I don't know if.
Bawa, you know something, you could double the time in which you make Legos if you had a clone.
Yeah.
No, but I don't share my Lego.
Death Star
is slightly far. I finished Rolling Stones. Anyway, point is, I wouldn't share my Lego. So there would be incredible amounts of fight.
Power.
But your clone could edit the podcast.
Yeah.
No, I'd still have.
But you're
problem.
Assuming that the clone will agree to be like the guy who just does the. It's like wo prestige wala chakkar ke tu stage ke niche re. Main ball pakad ke end mein kaisa dikhayega audience ko.
लेकिन बाबा तो ऐसे ही करेगा ना बाबा वोंट लेट एनीबॉडी
ब्रो बाबा विल कन्विंस
बाबा
बाबा विल एडिट बाबा विल कन्विंस द क्लोन टू बी ऑन द पॉडकास्ट एडिट छोड़ बाबा सो रहा है उधर
सो नो
आई चादर क्या सवाल था तेरा
ओह इट्स अ रियली इंटरेस्टिंग क्वेश्चन हाउ मेनी चिकन्स वुड इट टेक टू किल एन एलिफेंट.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
I don't know. Does the chicken have a gun?
Chickens are quite aggressive.
Chicken have a gun.
I would strap the chicken with a bomb. So then only one.
One chicken.
So it's Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Varun's game is Angry Birds.
No, I think it would be 200 chickens that were being flown from one destination to another because they were very like they were prize fighting, like prize winning chickens, very fat, and then something went wrong with the plane and they all fell from the sky
on top of the elephant. Is the point of them being prize fighters agar aise gir ke aaye to just by sheer weight the elephant
they were prize winning things, and the reason I thought of it was because that's why they were being flown.
Oh.
So they were like.
So if you drop a chicken, now you know chicken can't like really fly, but like a chicken can't like if you drop a chicken.
Yeah, it won't fall like a cannonball.
Normal landing. A chicken does a chicken just splat or a chicken somehow figures out to land?
I think it would splat. I don't think a chicken because it can't fly. So even if you pull out your parachute this high above the ground, you're still splat only.
Are but chicken phir bhi pura rasta aise karte karte aayega na. So it's constantly trying to reduce its
pura rasta hawa mein.
Haan, pura rasta hawa mein aise karte karte aa raha hai. It's still falling, but then it's slowly falling.
So you're going to kill an elephant with 200 slow falling chickens?
Yes. Yes.
Also, they disperse. Let's just go. Are they all tied up together like they are in like trucks and all? Like pura ek cage mein. Is the cage also there? The whole cage fell.
I didn't think of that. Yes, but
so
yes.
Now these are prized chickens who are flown in a plane inside a broiler which falls slowly because broiler ka gravity.
This is the climax of Finding Nemo.
In Finding Nemo, all the fish swim
down towards to break the...
ये सब आइडिया सुन के हाथी जंप मार लिए क्लिफ से बोला तुम लोग पांच बताओ मैं जा रहा हूँ.
So but no, I think if the chicken has a gun, then just one chicken is good. Like it's
oh, because the chicken has a dexterity to use a gun.
How can the chicken operate the gun?
Array, it doesn't matter. You have to figure out a way in which you just, for example, if you tied the trigger to the chicken's foot, right? And then made the chicken go brrr and chicken went, it would shoot. I mean, really, you're talking about chickens falling from the sky.
Okay, wait, I got one, but
why can't my chicken have a gun, dude?
I have the solution.
Chicken can have a gun, but the chicken can't fucking use it because it doesn't have...
As opposed to 200 prize-winning chickens in a broiler falling slowly.
Which is why I said, attach a bomb to a chicken. Use the chicken. Just don't give him a gun. Give him a bomb.
Idea is much, that bomb idea is much better because you can just stand there and door se tu trigger kar sakta. Tu chicken ki ek to dhaga bandega.
Hypothetical situation mein bhi tu gun ko rakha hai. Theek hai? Uske trigger pe tune dhaga bandha hai. Dusra
are no, that was me explaining.
Chicken ko bol raha bhag. Tu bhag raha chicken chuti hai. Chicken bhag raha aur theek liya.
I think
zameen pe gun to hathi ke paav pe lagega. Theek hai? To hathi aisa girega. Aur fir tu aur gun give? Ko rakhega. Fir wapas bolega chicken bhag. अभी हाथी के ब्रेन पे हो रहा है.
अरे नहीं ब्रो, मैं बोल रहा है दैट वाज व्हेन यू वांटेड द रियलिटी ऑफ द आंसर.
Oh, you want? Wait, I'll give you reality.
Okay, yeah. So the gun chicken, the gun wielding chicken is reality, but everything else is not.
Wait, I'll give you really reality. You want real reality?
Okay.
All right. So the story starts with these poachers who are in the jungle. Okay.
Second hand stories चल हो
गया. And they have brought three chickens with them, which they will then over a period of time kill and eat. Now two chicken were dead. Okay. And the last chicken realized what fate awaited it. So, as they opened the pen to take it out, it made a wild dash for it. It ran through the undergrowth. Okay. It's frantic and it's scared and it's running, and it doesn't know where it's going. And suddenly it reaches a clearing and the poachers are running after it. And they reach the clearing. And in the clearing is the elephant, the exact animal they were out to kill.
Oh,
and that's how poachers.
For more second-hand stories, 17th and 18th, Hyderabad and Chennai.
Actually, true.
But no, wait 1 minute. Hmm. I would also think that you could also just very simply convince the chicken to tell the elephant really sad stories.
What?
Yeah,
because the elephant never forgets.
Convincing.
And then the elephant's going to be really sad, and over a period of time, it'll just like hang itself with its trunk.
Wow.
So now from your gun-wielding chicken, it's a depression-inducing chicken. Who goes and says sad stories to the elephant, who instead of just walking away with his family...
Oh, wait, I have it. Fuck y'all. I have it.
Oh my God.
Okay. So what happens is this chicken, there's an elephant and the chicken is walking, comes from behind the elephant. Okay. Okay. Now, but in the chicken's beak, okay. In the chicken's beak is an ant.
Arsenic.
Is an ant. Or wo ant ko kaan ke paas chhod deta hai.
Kaan ke paas.
Aur fir wo kaan ke andar jaake haathi ko maar deta hai. Guys, come on. I have it.
So this is a hathi cheeti duck joke. Okay, okay.
Aur chutiya chicken ke muh mein tune cheetah dala, chicken dabesh nahi kar raha.
Chicken loves ants.
But the chicken wants to kill the elephant, na? That's the whole premise of
why. You didn't explain that. We don't know what the stakes are.
Elephant ne uske bhai ko mara tha, uske ande pe trample kiya tha elephant ne.
No, I just think that this elephant
baazigar hai kya? Chicken baazigar hai.
No, I think this elephant every day comes to the pond that's next to the chicken pen and takes a shower. And when he does that, it wets the whole pen. So the chicken's really upset. So he's like, oh, man. Ye haathi ko marega.
This is the best podcast we've done in years.
I don't know why all metrics, like usually all these things, like, oh, what is this? And like elephant is the comparative factor. I don't know why that happens. I think the largest land mammal.
No, they use whales also. But then they measure the whale with the elephant. Yeah. They're like, the whale is five elephants.
How many elephants make a whale? Yeah. How many elephants?
Fair. Okay. Next question.
Kautuk, I thought you had one.
Kautuk, ek puch.
Okay.
Tab tak main, if you don't have, then I'll ask.
I also have one, but haan, theek hai, tum log poochho.
Okay, what is the weirdest trend you've ever participated in?
There's so many.
Fido Dido, Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda shorts.
Socks.
Oh, it doesn't have to be on social media.
Socks with
floaters. Come on. Done it. Socks with floaters, Bermuda shorts. I've also
18 pocket cargos.
I want to add to that by mentioning full pants that became 3/4 that became shorts.
Oh no.
Zip wale.
I only had one of those pants and I wore it once.
Now I want to mention that we have said this exact same four things in the exact same format in our
fashion
episode. Literally same thing.
Hilarious.
Floaters, six pockets and pants that became short.
Hilarious. Same.
And fortunately, I was not there. So Bermuda.
Bermuda. What do you think? You think we've not spoken about Bermudas?
Okay. So we'll come up with something else also. Oh, there used to be an entire trend. Okay. Y'all will remember this. You remember the time where I used to wear the something on stage when I started stand up.
Shirt. I
used to wear a fedora.
Oh no, your photos were also there like that.
Sorry. Oh, that's a classic. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is a weird trend.
Oh, dude, I had that. This is the weirdest thing I've done with my hair in my life. You remember there was this trend where people used to have like one. No, they used to have like a you know, like one thing one shave. Buzz. Yeah. I've done that. Like
oh, you used to have one crop. Line.
I had a close crop side thing with just one thing there. Oh, I did it once only because.
I used to have that hairstyle whereby
hair spike cut, mushroom
spike.
Cut.
Not spike, not spike. Everything was flat.
Mera kuch nahi hota.
Oh, that was called the Devanand.
Oh no.
Was not the Devanand. Devanand.
Yeah, he's describing
hair.
That only, no? The
flat
the puff, the bouffant.
Haan, वो ऐसे आके जो वो मोटर बाइक वालों को होता है ना, ऐसे जाके जो ऐसे लाइक मोटर बाइक चलाओगे ऊपर से ऐसे जंप कर सकते हो
तुम.
यू यू नो लाइक यू रिमेम्बर ओशो चप्पल.
ओ यस
ओ या
बस तुम लोग ये कर रहे थे ना मेरे को यार, क्योंकि ओशो के वो वाले भी आते थे, एक राउंड आते थे,
एक राउंड आते थे
ऐसे ऐसे वाले ऐसे लिटरली ब्रो. ओशो चप्पल,
ओशो चप्पल करेक्ट. ग्रेट क्वेश्चन.
वियर्डेस्ट ट्रेंड. I used to have, do you remember Tamagotchis?
Tattoo?
No, it was like a little thing. It was like a digital pet that you had to.
I had one. I had one for like 3 minutes and then I got bored. Ye kya hai? This is,
yeah,
it was, people get really involved in it.
Dude, I got really involved in Tazos.
Yeah, 100%. Bro.
At one point, I Lays kha raha tha for Tazo.
Yeah, I was selling them in the school and stuff. It was nuts. I would have become Walter White of the Tazo world eventually.
WWF cards, trading cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next.
If you discovered a beautiful island upon which you may build your own society and you can even make your own rules, okay, basically like a country of your own, right? What would be the first rule you would put into place? The first rule. Forget the rest, but the first rule.
Jawar puffs compulsory.
Wow, really? What?
Yeah, I would.
It's,
I would.
It's the cult of Kautuk. Jawar puffs.
Good question.
Even I'm thinking, what would be the, if it would have to be the first rule, right? Like, it would have to be the first rule. So I'm just trying to think.
Guys, are you really going like, murder is not allowed?
No,
I was going more for weed is legal, but
Are Bangkok mein weed is becoming legal apparently.
It has
okay. Thailand, yeah, so Thailand has become legal
apparently. Dispensaries
Thailand, get.
No, I'm what fuck man, I only asked the question, I only don't know the answer.
What would you do?
I think I would make freedom of speech absolute.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Absolute freedom
of absolute, speech. Absolute, full.
Absolute. Yeah, absolute.
Kuch bhi, like, kahi bhi, kisi ko bhi bolo.
Like,
and the first thing.
France level.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying like defamation and all can only be, you have to prove defamation. You can't just say defamation.
Bawa, you know what the first thing they'll say, na? Overthrow Bawa. That's the first thing that'll come out of all their mouths.
Like I said, freedom of speech. I didn't say it means anything.
And the second thing they'll say, Bawa, is that Bawa can never meet Audrey Hepburn. What the fuck?
Varun, what is your rule?
अरे मैं तो weed legal कर दिया, bro.
Oh, तू legal कर दिया. Other?
Everybody gets a date with Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, if you can bring her back to life, then yes, you can absolutely get a date with Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey वहाँ पे ऐसी बैठी ना, ये देखो, thank you for bringing me back to life. Now I'll spend the rest of my life on dates with you all.
अरे, but she's back क्या?
हाँ, तो उसको और भी काम धंधा आएगा ना, वो बोलेगी I have a lot of unfinished work I want to do. Like Meryl Streep ने इतना Oscar लिया मेरे को.
Okay. This is probably going to be the last question. Actually, there are two, but this is probably going to be the last question. Because it's kind of like a personal question. So personal story निकले इसमें से. Personal.
Oh, must.
Okay. Have you ever? You don't have to tell the gift out loud, okay? But I'm just saying, have you ever gotten a gift that you have repurposed and given somebody else?
Oh, so many.
Many or what?
What every Diwali.
Yeah.
You repurposed gifts.
Yeah.
What were Kajus invented for?
We mistakenly gave somebody else's gift back to them next Diwali.
Oh, I've never done
that. Oh, no. I've never done that also. I mean, I don't think I've done ever repurposing a gift.
So, kitne baar hua hai, bro? Like, you know, you get like marketing aata na ek ghar pe kitne baar care package bhej dete hai public kitne baar uske andar ek Alexa hai. Abhi ghar pe 10 Alexa rakke karu kya? To kisi ko de diya. Waise bahut kiya hai.
Oh
yeah. चांदी का कटोरी आता है. चांदी का कटोरी is the Auto most repurposed.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a lot more like
you know, but like sorry.
Bro, you're Indian. Indian only तो करता ही है.
I just hope
that around the corner.
I just hope
I did a better job than some of the gifts that I have been re-gifted. because like, you know, it's been packed properly. Then you open it, then you'll see the box, and it very clearly looks like the box has been opened, you know, in that like aisa sab dab gaya hai, and they've like ripped it open, and then like it's poorly packaged back inside, and then they've just sent it. Like, yeah, I just hope that like it didn't come off as that obvious. But yeah, we've gifted a bunch of stuff.
Okay. What is your most hated mode of transportation and why?
Hated mode? Hate?
Yeah, like what do you hate and why?
ST bus.
ST bus is good.
I have carried another person's child on my lap for 6.5 hours on an ST bus. I am shocked that the woman was so trusting to put her child in a stranger's lap for 6.5 hours. Ye lo pakdo and just put it on my lap.
No, so ST bus for me has for me ST bus.
अरे बच्चा बच्चे को फेंक थोड़ी दूंगा मैं ऐसा full packed बस और उसकी मम्मी खड़ी है.
तो उठ जाना उसको बैठने दे बच्चे को गोद में
लेके. मैं 6.5 घंटा टिकट खरीद के मैं 6.5 घंटा खड़ा रहूँ बिना टिकट के चढ़े अपने बच्चे के साथ.
Oh, fair. I would also yeah. I'm not between standing up for 6 hours and having kid, I would take it.
Yeah. No, so also I think ST bus. From me brings back like horrible memories because when we went to boarding school in the bus, like the whole school came back and went to Bombay from Bombay or came back to Bombay, we took that ST bus. And at that point, this Bombay Pune and all that wasn't there. So we used to go via that Mahad and then via Mahabaleshwar and then to Panchgani and Old Highway. And dude, the amount of times that we have thrown up on that bus and the school lunch every single
time. Used to go like used to be somehow balancing for two tires at times.
I really don't know how we've not died or fallen off, but horrible. And then this ghat used to just be like this. And also every lunch, every trip was that very bad puri bhaji where they would give you 6 puris and bhaji in the puri. So the puri has gotten puri has gotten soggy because it was thing. And oh my God, just,
you know, the ST bus experience is particularly painful because of how long it takes. And invariably it goes through some of the worst terrain.
Yeah,
and the bus like lost its suspension about 2 years after it started.
Yeah.
And now it's 40 years after that. So
yeah, but it's also gotten much better now. Like,
have you seen a race between ST buses?
Oh, yeah.
When they get into a race, videos of them racing against each other is fucking scary to watch. And I've seen that happen in front of me once on a highway.
In Himachal and the Jammu and Kashmir and all that, na, sometimes these guys with the bus, they're literally that off the two tires that are on the back, one tire is off the road.
It's
in the valley.
So if you're looking out of the bus, you're looking straight down. I was
and
in
they
a
drive
bus
at full speed, dude. Full speed, like confidence max.
Baba, I had gone to McLeodganj via ST bus, okay? And along the way, so super ghats, super winding roads, super everything, right? Just the worst kind of conditions. Finally, after like 2-3 hours of near constant swerving, he finally stops for chai pani. Okay. So I got off the bus to stretch my legs. Okay. I looked at it. The entire side of the bus, okay, every window streaked with vomit. And the thing was that people like had, it was just part of the experience. So people had thrown up and they were dubbing up. Having learned no lessons.
Have you been in the ST bus jahan pe upar ka wo sleeper berth hota hai ek.
I don't think that there's an ST bus with the sleeper cell?
Yeah, so there's niche cell. There's really no ceiling.
Yeah, all the ST buses are all sleeper cells.
Some form of sleeper cell. So
that's how they get so
normal. Ulti se activate.
In fairness, it is a cell, but it's also
it is a cell because you can't sit up straight and you can't lie down also.
So the
it's
plot
like
of
horrible. It's not high enough for you to sit straight, and it's not long enough for you to lie straight, even if you're doing diagonal. तो उसमें क्या होता है, देयर आर 3 seats, दे सेल 3 tickets फॉर दैट, क्योंकि एक आदमी ऐसा बैठा है टेढ़ा, दूसरा आदमी ऐसा उल्टे साइड से बैठा है टेढ़ा, और तीसरा आदमी ऐसे बैठा है टेढ़ा. सो इट्स दिस एंड देन दिस. सो दैट इज द लॉजिक ऑफ दैट स्लीपर. यू कैन योर लेग्स कैन बी स्ट्रेट टू सम डिग्री. तो मैंने सेम 6.5 आवर जर्नी, दिस इज जयपुर जोधपुर जैसलमेर, ओके, एंड आई हैड टू टेक दैट बिकॉज द कार यूज टू बी 5,000 रुपए होता था गाड़ी का, इट्स लाइक यू कांट पे दैट मनी एट दैट टाइम. सो आई बॉट 3 ऑफ दोज टिकट्स, सो दैट इंटायर सेल एरिया विल बी माइन. तो नाउ गॉट देयर, मैंने अपना बैग वैग रखा, आई एम नाउ गेटिंग रेडी कि अभी सो जाएगा. Suddenly, and they always sell more tickets than the bus requires. So now this dude comes in and and I have put my bag against that sliding door, which is sliding window type. Okay, koi nahi aa sakta yahan pe, mera hai. After a while, I realize that the bus niche is getting super full, and this one dude sees that mera empty area, opens it and starts trying to come in. There's no verbal exchange between us. He's just assuming वो आके मेरे बगल में बैठ जाएगा and I'm going to allow this. मैं बोला क्या कर रहे हो सर, नहीं बैठ रहा हूँ. And he's still coming in. He's not deterred by one second also. गुस्से जा रहा अंदर, बोल रहा नहीं नहीं कर सकता. And I started pushing a man out. And he's still trying to come in. It's like I'm trying to. He thought मैं बैग हटा रहा हूँ उसके लिए so that he can slink past the bag and then sit next to me. And I'm pushing my bag. कंडक्टर से बात कर रहा है, लड़ाई कर रहा है, मैं बोल रहा है 3 टिकट खरीदा है, हाँ लेकिन जगह है ना वहां पे, हाँ लेकिन मैंने 3 टिकट खरीदा है, हाँ लेकिन जगह है ना वहां पे, 3 टिकट खरीदा ताकि तू नहीं घुस पाए अंदर. It's like if there is space, it has to be filled somehow.
This is season 8, episode 3 of Game of Thrones.
So Varun, what is your motto? You've been incredibly silent, so I'm assuming one horrible story is coming.
Nahi bro, mera because ST buses bahut pehle kya uske baad I have not done.
But yeah, yeah, this is all recent, when we traveled only. I'm sure recent, it's better now.
Recent mein I did, you know, we were going to Alibag and we took
the Ro-Ro. Oh no.
No, Ro-Ro is much better because that's a big bloody ship, right, on which you can take the cars. But this is the speedboat. A speedboat, you know, when you watch it in movies and all, wo bunch of Miami se aise nikal raha hai, kya mast lagta hai, thup thup aise ja rahe hai, they look very chill. Sir, bunch of hero log usme itna chashma pehen ke, they don't even flinch. No, tu kabhi ja, Alibag. Idhar se wo speedboat leke. Aray, thad, thad, aise ho raha hai, wo ganda bunch of salt wala paani muh mein ja raha hai. And you know, you're trying really hard, but after a point, dude, you're just...
Salt water paani.
It's a thought, bro. So you know, one trick I realize is you have to tighten your core when you are on these jet boats. What is it? Speed boats.
Yeah.
Speed boat. If you tighten your core and sit right, your center of gravity proper ho jata hai aur tu hilta nahi hai utna. But tu kitne time karega? 1.5 ghante ka, 1 ghante ka journey. Jaise core tight, 1 ghanta nahi hota na. Bro, you will move and it's the worst. And when you get off, the first 5 minutes you can't. Like तेरा पूरा equilibrium हिल जाता है.
Land, can't walk, sea legs.
हाँ, sea legs. You're constantly like अभी छूते मैं तो हिल रहा है अभी. तो वो नहीं. Speedboat लेने का तो बड़ा वाला जिसमें वो.
That's why that whole Jack Sparrow thing is there ना in Pirates of the Caribbean. That whole walk that he has is actually the way he would walk. Like he's stable on the boat. The moment he comes on dry land, he's always like this.
Hilarious, nice. Also, mode of transport that like I hate, but only for like specific times, is Mumbai local rush hour.
अरे bro,
that's obvious.
वो yeah,
तो
but
that तो also my own car, me driving rush hour.
No, but I would take sitting in traffic for 2 hours to getting crushed by the
bro.
Force
crush
of.
Hour.
देखा ट्रैफिक है सीधा अंधेरी स्टेशन.
ब्रो तू अभी बोल रहा है, मैं अभी लिटरली लास्ट वीकेंड और समथिंग व्हेन आई वाज डूइंग अ शो एट प्रेसिडेंट.
अरे बाबा तू संडे को गया है. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of.
प्रेजेंट में शो करने कॉर्पोरेट शो जा रहा है. How can you go from the train and get off and go on stage
without having a hotel room? पहले तो कॉर्पोरेट शो नहीं था.
Dude, I'm thinking about, I'm just remembering the times when I used to do shows, like proper like shows, and they used to be in at 8 p.m. in Andheri, right? I used to take the train from Lower Parel, and to get to 8 p.m. Andheri, I had to get the train at 6 p.m. And me and everyone in Lower Parel has decided to get onto that train, right? So, main ghusa hun, right? And I have to go for a show, so I'm like wearing a shirt and jeans and stuff. Oh, dude, by the time I've come,
Kautu carrying an extra shirt.
Yeah, man, carrying extra shirt, and yet I smell of the guy who was pressed up against me. It just like I don't know how you can have the like the mind space to perform and all that, right? Like if you did that every single like
my worst bro, salute to people who my worst bullying thing was in like the other first. Because church gate se dadar fast khali rehta hai, so you can get a seat next to the window, so tum baith jate hai. And I need to get off at Andheri, so the dadar fast people are such assholes, they will not let you get off at Andheri.
No,
yeah, that journey from the window seat to the door is like hell. Because yeah, they're like, tu Andheri sala, yahan pe kaisa baitha?
If your train, even for us, if the train was at that point going to, like if you took a Virar fast and you got in a church gate, at Andheri, God help you if you were not at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it still happens, but used to.
It's the craziest experience of people still, like, meaning it is beyond, like beyond a safety hazard at this point, like public.
Yeah, yeah.
Public is not even letgoing from the train. They're letgoing of the guy who letgoing from the train.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's not proud. I'm not proud of this at all. I was really late for class once. From Andheri to Parla, I have gotten onto a...
On the roof.
On the window. I have held on to the window because that jali used to not be there.
Yikes. So
held on to the window from Andheri to Parla. I'm not proud.
Please do not do this.
I saw a video recently of a dude. Aisa koi TikTok ya kuch bana raha hai. अपना बाल वाल कर रहा है ऐसा चश्मा पहना उसने and the music is going on and the guy in the window is taking the video of him through the jali and you see it चल रहा है अपना बाल वाल बना रहा है खंबा आता है he's gone in the fucking video and this is on TikTok or some like I think reels or something wow. It came and it's like how is this like there was no warning that this has some like no trigger warning just वो चल रहा है video
yeah don't do like, it dude. It's not bravado, it's not anything, it's just stupidity completely.
Bro, it's nuts. Like people, also the people who sit on top of the train, holy moly.
Yeah, I don't think they
sit so electricity on top is like
anymore. Because wo access hi band kar diya, so I don't think they do it anymore.
Hmm. Yeah.
Pehle access tha kyun?
Are but
you people were going to go up and sit.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. Hmm. It's crazy.
Okay, all you people who don't live in Bombay, sorry, you might not understand some of this. Any more questions? Let's keep it going.
It's a really dumb one. I've got a really dumb one. What's the most useless word?
Vivid.
Most useless word.
Most useless word.
Oh, irregardless. Because I think it means the same as regardless. Yeah.
I also think that I was coming in from that because flammable and inflammable mean the same thing.
Same, yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, why, what? Like, I don't get it. Like, why is it there? So maybe we need to lose some of these words that all mean the same thing.
But that you're going into 1984 territory.
No, it's fucking words that mean the same thing. I'm not going into 1984. I'm not actually burning something.
Nee, but like newspeak was basically just reducing the number of words to describe the same thing to just one word. Why are there multiple words? That's what the whole point of newspeak was.
Yeah, but like I just think in this case it's not like you're saying pyar, mohabbat, ishq. It's not there's emotions attached to each of those, na? Mohabbat is different.
So you're going on strict utility value. Like,
yeah, flammable and inflammable literally won't mean the same thing.
That's the other word. That's the other word I feel is useless, literally. Because it's literally always used incorrectly.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Very little would be lost to literally. Also,
I think, wasn't there an article that said that the Oxford Dictionary has now included the meaning of the way we use literally, which is not literally as literally? Like,
oh God, that's so. That must be the Urban Dictionary, not the Oxford Dictionary.
So you're trying to say people who keep saying literally have literally gotten
the word
literally wanted to change literally to literally.
Yeah,
literally,
because
this is
literally, literally yeah.
This is literally the
it literally has made a literary leap.
Yes, literally.
Yeah. So, yeah, my thing is basically, I would eliminate basically every conversation. So basically, I'm a basic hatai though. There's no need for. We've ruined the word basically.
So the most useless word. No?
Also, like, I don't know. We should, no, you can't.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question. We'll keep this going. If a biopic was to be made on your life, who would you want to play it? You can go all out. Nobody is judging your choices.
I am not going first because of what happened to me the last time I was mocked. So
I would volunteer.
But one sec, for you, I'm telling you, Shah Rukh only, you want or Hrithik?
No,
Vicky Kaushal.
Arre, main khud ki biopic.
Vicky Kaushal.
वरुण तू तेरी बायोपिक में भी तू एक्ट नहीं करेगा
नहीं
तू ऑडिशन करेगा और फेल होगा
फिर रिजेक्ट होगा फिर विकी कौशल है
तू ऑडिशन करेगा अपने बायोपिक के लिए और फिर कोई और
खेलेगा आई एम नॉट गुड इनफ टू प्ले मी व्हेन देयर इज अ बायोपिक ऑन मी बीइंग मेड ओनली वे बायोपिक ऑन यू इज बीइंग मेड इज इफ यू आर नोन फॉर समथिंग
Yes.
So I would either be known for maybe doing comedy.
No, you are known for getting rejected in auditions. So therefore, keeping that in mind,
there is a person who is playing you.
Okay, Vicky Kaushal is going to play.
Yeah,
me.
And you like, would make a documentary starring you about the fact that you couldn't be part of your own documentary, so your own biopic. Yeah.
Oh
that
my
is
God.
Where you would be like, huh? वहाँ पे proper.
And you know how it would start. It would start off with. And you know, like how sometimes they do like
that. I play like, the younger version of me, and then
no,
yeah.
You're not in this movie. You're not in this movie. Genuinely,
my rights नहीं दे रहा अपनी biopic का.
No, I'll tell you. You what is that? What's the luck by chance? You know, like in luck by chance, how? So if it the way the movie would start would be Varun auditioning for the movie and it would be like, hi, my name is Varun Thakur and this is my movie. These are my profiles. And then director would say cut. And then we would start with
it's just a jump cut to Vicky Kaushal.
No, and Baba. So at the end of the movie, then
no, in fact, when he does this is my profile, he turns this way. When he turns this side, it's Vicky Kaushal.
Wait, Baba, the ending of the movie. Freeze frame on Vicky Kaushal's face. Credits start rolling, and while the credits are there, pictures of Varun Thakur.
Acha picture mera aa raha hai lekin.
Main bachpan ka photo.
And like it freezes. Varun Thakur continued to not get auditions.
Just a black screen with white text.
At the time of his biopic being released, Varun is still seen not getting the roles.
You're getting roles, including this one. Full stop.
Oh,
beautiful.
Okay. Hmm.
Beautiful.
Who would play me in a biopic of my life? Hmm.
I know.
Kuldeep Yadav.
It's not looks.
I'm doing different type of casting, bro. I'm making him act.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I'll tell you.
I'm thinking.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, I'll tell you who it is.
You're Googling this person.
Yeah, because I forgot. Ah, Amol Gupte.
Amol Gupte.
100%.
Good casting. 100%. Good casting.
100%.
Must.
What did you type to search Amol Gupte?
Stanley ka dabba.
Kamine. Stanley ka dabba.
So, mera Vicky Kaushal, Neville ka Amol Gupte, Kautuk tera Parthiv Patel, or Jim Sir for other. And then
I'll go fucking Sasha Baron Cohen na.
No, Jim sir.
Nahi. Sasha Baron Cohen.
I would go for
Jim sir. Hindi nahi bol sakta hai uska.
No. Hey, if you're getting a wish list of actors, then
I would like Aamir Khan to play me because I've always wanted to know what I look like.
It's going to be such a weird Kautuk.
It'll be hilarious when Aamir Khan has to play Kautuk's version of Gajni in a sketch.
Yeah, you'll get that if you watch the Rajini sketch we did where Kaushik played Amir Khan. Ooh, uncle.
It's a great sketch. It was like if Gajani was a waiter at a restaurant and he kept forgetting people's
even Bollywood
orders.
Couples, dude, jisme.
Oh yeah, we put photo a bodysuit on Kautuk.
Photo
it's very expensive, 600 rupee bodysuit.
Yeah. No, also, did you see in Super 30, like the guy Hrithik played looks very different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why Hrithik has done blackface.
Yeah. Like even
but
then.
He got a new picture aa rahi hai uski where he's again in that Super 30 wala mode where he's doing that same
acting. Vikram Veda.
Yeah.
But usme pura daadi.
Hamare saath hai and very different. Are.
I haven't even seen Super 30. I haven't seen it. But anyway, I'm just thinking like if I wanted someone, not Amol Gupta, to play.
Is it Audrey Hepburn? Ba?
No.
Audrey Hepburn.
No, Audrey Hepburn would be my love interest.
Oh, please.
No.
I'm just saying like, who would...
See, love, I can understand. Interest from her side, I can't guarantee.
I'm just thinking like, I don't know, like, would it be like Mark Rylance would play me.
Anthony Hopkins. There was a point where you thought Anthony Hopkins. There are muse do words. Oh,
कान
का पर्दा फोड़ दिया तूने बाबा
बट व्हाई व्हाट द फक वी आर ऑल ड्रिंकिंग ना
वन सेकंड बाबा 85 ईयर ओल्ड एंथनी हॉपकिंस
अरे बट आई एम सेइंग इफ ही इज डूइंग आई वाज फर्स्ट गोइंग टू से एंथनी क्विन यू नो देन आई वाज लाइक फक इट
मार्लिन ब्रांडो बोल देता है यार पा
नहीं नहीं
मार्लिन ब्रांडो
नो नो
अपने मुंह में ऐसे कॉटन मुंह में कॉटन
ब्रांडो वुड ब्रांडो वुड प्ले अ बेटर मी देन मी सो नो
यू नो द
लाइंस याद नहीं करेगा लाइंस डूड बट मार्लिन ब्रांडो वाज अक्षय कुमार बिफोर अक्षय कुमार वो सब लोग ही यूज्ड टू हैव लाइंस एवरीवेयर ऑन सेट
आई वुड लाइक टू सी दैट आई वुड लाइक टू सी अक्षय प्ले वरुण ठाकुर दैट वुड बी समथिंग
ओ प्ले मी अच्छा
यस नो 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 नो
प्ले मार्लिन ब्रांडो
मॉम मार्लिन
यू कम टू
आई मेक यू ऑफर
यू गॉट व्हाट ऑफर कितना कितना ऑफर दे
गाइस Guys, I just want to see Bhai play me because I want to see Bhai read a book. Just want to open.
Bhai, if you ask Bhai, what is the most useless word? Sare words useless.
You do whatever you want, man. Okay, so very random question, okay? Do you ever talk to yourself in the mirror?
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
All right? The time. It's shocking how many times I speak to myself. As myself. Main gaali wali bhi diya hai khud.
What do you say? Why do you talk?
Kya kar raha hai tu life mein?
Haan, kabhi agar ek hug diya hai maine kuch to jaake, I've actually looked into the mirror and I've said chutiye and shit like that. I actually have. Then I realized how stupid I look saying chutiya to myself in the mirror, but I have.
No, but a lot of people think that it is a good thing. Like, I can't do it because I just don't look into the mirror.
No, but I do it. There are times when, in fact, I was talking to myself and somebody else, I've forgotten somebody else is in the room. And they're like, kisse baat kar raha hai? I'm like, khud se.
Oh.
Wo bhi hua.
We saw, I think Thakur and I once saw Rakhi Sawant talking to herself at the gym. She's just talking to herself and working.
Maybe she was on the phone.
Yeah.
No. This was before AirPods, man. This is like via Dikta.
Oh, it was like how Adar ne mere ko le liya story tha aur I saw.
It was a friend of mine, Kabir. It was a friend of mine who was working out. I remember it was a friend, and both of us laughed really hard. So it was like either it was Varun.
Kabir ko phone pe.
You know, like
both of us are just standing there, like itna motivation kaash hum log ko khud se hota. She was genuinely motivating herself.
Nice.
Khud ka Gary B.
Yeah, I think similar. Like I think like especially I've done that a lot. Where like you know you're at a party or whatever you're at a thing and you drink a lot, and then you have to pee, so you go to the thing, and then you're like, oh my god, I gotta
just talk to you. But you're not mobilizing it, right? Like, you're just telling.
No, of course. I'm like, bro, jada ho gaya.
No, I have spoken
myself. But you're talking to somebody else who's at the urinal with you.
No, he's
talking to himself.
In the reflection.
I don't think I've looked at myself in the mirror and spoken, because I just, anyway, I can't look. So I just don't look only. But I have spoken to myself, I think, several times.
For example, a quick pep, not a pep talk, like, but just like a very like, okay, you can do this. And then you head out of the washroom. I've done that a bunch of times. Also, like, I think, like, you know, when you face yourself in the mirror, you know, like, I think it's also like, there are those, I mean, when I'm saying you face yourself in the mirror, I mean that it's not like you're combing your hair or something. It's like when you really look at yourself in the mirror, it's either when things have gone really good or really bad. And when it's gone really bad, then you're like, you know, you have that moment of clarity and you're like,
for me, more often than not, it's happened when I knew it was going to be wrong, still ended up doing it. And hence the stupidity of you knew it, but still you fucked up. And the only person who can tell you that is you yourself. So actually physically looking into the mirror and telling yourself that while looking has in a weird way helped.
Yeah.
I will say that. It doesn't change you completely, but you sometimes just need to get it out to yourself. So I have done that. I have verbalized it.
You know, this is a nice way to bring back that earlier question. Would you hang out with your clone? Mm. Yes. And they would tell me, Chuti, Daru Kampi.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, on that note, that's it. That's the end of this episode of the Internet Set. So,
Kautuk.
Yes.
Where are you on the 17th and 18th of September?
Oh, I'm actually not in Mumbai. I'm in Hyderabad and Chennai. Are you there as well?
Oh, yes, I am. Would you like to do a show together?
How crazy is that?
Yes.
Is
that... Tickets in the description. Tickets in the description, and we'll pin the comment or whatever.
We've asked a bunch of questions, so we would love to know what you guys have to say for those questions. So let us know your answers in the comments and we'll read and have a good time reading. So... thank you so much for watching. See you guys again next week. Bye-bye. Take care. Good night. Chapa khair. Salaam Ishq.
Any other questions?
Questions kafi interesting.
Question ye hai ki logo ko ye pasand aayega ki.
Shit.
Would you rather walk around with a salad for a head or broccoli for arms?
Adar to sachi ka sawal pooch liya hai.